Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you would like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, if you have a question or you'd like to subscribe, just enter your information into the box on top of the page. Thanks again so very much for listening today. And before we begin, it would be my great honor to pray for you. My loving Father, thank you so very much for all who hear these words. I pray for them, and not only them, but everyone they love and all the things in their lives that they care about. It's a simple prayer that I pray every day, that their lives would be filled with heaven on earth, that your glory and your grace would abound towards them, and they would have every dream that they've ever wanted to come true in their life, come true today. And Father, I thank you and I praise you through Christ Jesus, my Lord. Amen. The message today is called, Do Not Be Afraid, Only Trust. We begin in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. And then to Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. As I was praying today, these verses came to my heart and my mind, and I looked them up and read them, and as I did, Father began speaking to me, and he asked me to listen and write and publish his words for all to understand. And here are his words. He said, My lovely ones, I need you to hear me plainly. It is time to trust me like never before. There are many things happening in the physical world at the moment, and very few really know the extent of what is happening. I want you to have peace and to know that even though a fire seems to be burning throughout the earth, this is my doing, so I tell you once again, to trust and do not fear. My strong and courageous ones, never be afraid. You are one with me, and I am not afraid. I will sustain you and keep you until the storms pass you by, and then you will prosper greatly and be in great health as never before. I am tearing down the wicked system that men whose hearts have turned dark have constructed. They believe they had you locked in an everlasting prison, because they have controlled you for generations, but they don't get the last word. I'm setting the whole world free from generations of poverty and lack and starvation, and I'm setting your feet upon the immovable rock, who is Christ. No more shall you wonder how you will make ends meet. No more will you have to stretch dimes until payday. No more will you save money for your future, only to have to spend it all on medical bills. These days are ending, and the days of my everlasting blessings are at the door. My beloved children, remember to be as I am. Your enemies are being defeated, but pray for them instead of rejoicing over their defeat, for by doing so, you partake of my ways and not theirs. You will see all the things that have held you in bondage destroyed by my hand. But do not rejoice in this, but rejoice because you are my beloved, and your names are written in my everlasting book of love. My loved ones, do not be moved by what you see with your natural eyes or hear with your natural ears. This is how they have fooled you for generations. Trust in my everlasting love for you, and trust that you are hidden in me, and no one can harm you. Do you remember what was written by our beloved one you call John? He said, We know that God's children do not make a practice of sinning, for God's Son holds them securely, and the evil one cannot touch them. You are in my care and my protection, and all things work together for your good, even when you don't understand what is happening. My loved ones, keep your hearts and your minds set on me. Set your mind on things above and not things below. It is time to trust in my love more than ever. Once again, I tell you, do not be afraid, for the great light is overcoming the darkness, and the morning is almost dawning. So be of good cheer and great courage and rest in my love for you. Yes, darkness has covered the earth, but my great glory is arising from within each of you. Soon each of you will shine like the noonday sun. And I give you these words from the psalm you call 37. My children, hear these words over and over. It is written, in just a little while, the wicked will be no more. Though you look carefully at his place, he will not be there. Rejoice and be glad, my children, for a brand new day that has never been is upon you. Listen to me with all your heart. Do not be afraid. Only trust. And these are the words he gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you each and every last one, and I do pray for each of you daily. Be of good cheer and do not be afraid, and I'll see you soon.